Okay, Dav, good morning. Today's Dav is Dav Ched, Dav 8. We are in the, towards the bottom of Zayin Amud Bet at Amar Rabbi Elazar. Just if you're on the Zoom, if you can mute yourself, just so that the volume doesn't come in. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Machaloket b'sheshenem adukim betofes v'shenem betoref. The, over here, the discussion, not machaloket, it's not an argument, but it's machaloket. Machaloket means the yachaloket that we said when you split it, coming from the word yachaloku, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, that is when both of them are holding on to the tofes and to the toref. What is the tofes and the toref? So, on the document, there is a toref, which is the beginning part, which has the name and the date and all of those things. And then there's the tofes, which is the end, the remaining part, which is not does not have all of the details. So, that's when both of them are holding on to both. אבל אחד אדוק בתופס ואחד אדוק בתורף, זה נוטל תופס וזה נוטל תורף. So if, but if one of them is holding on to the tofes and one in the toref, then one would take the tofes and one would take the toref. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, le'olam cholkin, no matter what, we would split it. Va'afilu echad aduk betofes ve'echad aduk betoref, even if one is holding one and one is holding the other. The Gemara says, va'atani, we have a braita, zen notel ad makom she'yado magat. We said in the braita that each one takes until where their hands reach, and then they split. That's not what it's saying here. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha dekai toref be'mitzai. The toref, the beginning name part with the date and everything, that part is in the middle. So the Gemara says, Yachi Maile Meimar. So what is that coming to tell us? Lo tzricha demikarav legabei chad. It's closer to one person, meaning that part is the more valuable part. It's closer to one of them, and it's not closer to the other. So Ma'od Tema would have thought, Amar Lehi, he can say to the other guy, plug hachi, let's split it like this. Meaning, imagine, this is the toref, and this is the tofes, this is the more valuable part. He says, let's split it like this, I get this part, the more valuable part. But that's not how it works. Kamash Malan, the Amar Le, my chazi tapalak tachi palog hachi. He can tell, the other guy can tell him, hey, why do you think you can split it like that? We're not going to split it like this, we're going to split it like that, where it's even, that we each get part of that, the Torah. So Amar Le, Rav Acha, midifte Ravina, says to Ravina, the Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar, the Amar zen notel tofes, zen notel Torah, each one takes their part. Lama Le, why does he need this paper? Why does he need this piece? So does he need to use this paper, part of the paper, to cover his, his jug, his slochit? Amar le lidmei. No, we're talking about the value of it, not the actual paper itself, rather the value of it. The Amar Hachi, we say the following: Shtara deit be zman kamashave. The part of the document that has the zman on it, the date, how much is it worth? Udeleit be zman kamashave, and one without the date, how much is it worth? Shtara deit be zman. The one that has a date, it's you collect from mishubad. You can collect from properties with a lien on them. Whereas ve'idach lo gavei mishavdei, the other one cannot be collected from a property with a lien on it. So yayiv lehaich debene vene. So the guy would give the difference between the value of what his part of the document is and the other one. Ve'achaloku nami damarana. When we said in the Mishnah, also we split the garment. That doesn't mean we cut it in half. Lidmei was talking about you split the value of it. You sell it and you split the value. So, if you don't say that, going back to our Mishnah. Okay, so over here when it says Yachaloku, that which we said, right, going back one line, it must be talking about for value. Now it goes to our Mishnah's case. That wasn't talking about the Mishnah. Now it's talking about the Mishnah. If we go to the Mishnah, we said two people are holding onto a garment and they say it's mine. He says it's mine. What do we do? We said we split it. What, we cut it in half? Half seduah, but you're going to ruin it. Anyone who's in clothing understands you can't cut a garment in half. So halakasha, that's not difficult. Tzuvin amud dechazi leketanim. No, even if you cut it, it can still be fit for children to wear. So the says, v'hada amar rava, imaita talid muzevet cholkin. We said if it was a golden garment, you split it. Hachinami depalgila, is that you cut it in half? Half seduah, you can't cut a garment with gold. You're going to ruin it. So halakasha, dechazi levinim melachim. No, that's also fit for the children of kings, princes, they are able to wear the cut garment. Two people riding an animal. What do we say? Each one says it's his. So we said they split it. Is that also saying that they would cut it in half? How do you cut an animal in half? You're going to kill that. You're going to ruin the animal. So no, if it was a kosher animal, you can slaughter it and split the animal. Okay, but but if it was a non-kosher animal, what could you do? You're not going to get anything out of it. So it's talking about the value of it. So too in our case, all of these cases, we're talking about the value, meaning when it says to split, it doesn't mean you actually cut the animal or cut the garment, rather it's talking about splitting the value. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Zod Omer, this is coming to teach us, HaMagbiya Metziya LaChavero, Kana Chavero. If somebody picks up an item, a lost item, with in mind for his friend, he can acquire it for the friend. Diisa Kedatach, Lo Kana Chavero, because if you think the friend does not acquire it through that, Ta'ase Zok Moshu Munachad Al Gavir Karka, V'Zok Mishu Munachad Al Gavir Karka. It should be like this item. It's as if it was sitting on the ground. And this one is like sitting on the ground. And it should not be acquired to either of them. Ella, what do we say? Lav shma mina. It's not coming to Isha Magbiya, Mitzia Chavero, Kana Chavero. Somebody lifts an item that was lost within mind, acquired for his friend. His friend acquires it. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, anyone wants, come and grab it. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Leulam Emalach Hamagbiya Metziya LaChavero Lo Kana Chavero. No, really, if you pick up a lost item for your friend, with in mind for your friend acquiring it, that does not allow your friend to acquire it. V'achainu Ta'aman, this is the reason, Migo Dezachei L'Nafshei Zachinami LaChavrei. The reason is that the since you're acquiring your zochet for yourself, you are meriting it with that item for yourself, you're also being meriting it, you're being zochet, you're acquiring it over to your friend. Teda, you should know the following. She'ilu amar li shlucho tseu gnov li b'ganav patur. If you say to somebody, I want you to go and steal from this bank, and he goes and steals, who's liable? The one who stole, not you. Oh, but I sent him. En shaliach lidvar avera. There's no shaliach. You can't make someone a messenger for doing an avera. Because the guy has to make the decision on his own. We have free will. So he made a decision to do something wrong. It's his fault. V'shutafin shekanvu chayavim. But if there were partners that went and stole, let's say you had a whole gang, and they partnered up to go and steal from a bank. And one guy really did the stealing, but it was a plan of all of theirs. They're all liable. My tama, what's the reason? La mishum de amrinan migo de zachele nafshe zachinam de chavre shma mina. It's coming to teach us, just like he is acquiring it for himself, so he's acquiring it for his friends. Amar Rava, Rava says, hashta da amar ta amrinan migo. Now that you said we say this word migo, which means since, cheresh upikeach shegbiyo mitzia. If you have a deaf mute and a regular person who lifted up an item that was lost, and they both picked it up, mitoch shekana cheresh, kana pikeach. Just like the deaf mute acquires, so to the regular one, a person acquires. The Gemara says, "Bishlama cheresh kana dekam magbale ben da'at." It makes sense that cheresh is acquiring it because the normal guy is acquiring it for him by lifting it. But if you say ela pikeach be my kana, what is the regular person? How can he acquire it? The cheresh is not a ben da'at. He doesn't have any. He's deaf mute. He's not able to use his mind. So therefore, that's how the Gemara understands at least. So therefore, how can he acquire it over for the pikeach? No, the deaf mute acquires. The other guy does not acquire. Umay migo. Where's the sense over here? Migo dishne chereshin baal makanu hanamikane. Just like in a case where there would be two cheresh, two deaf mutes, they both lifted it, they both acquire. We'll explain why. So to over here, the cheresh over here would acquire. The Gemara says, "Hi, Mai. What are you talking about over here?" Im timsel omar amu bia metziya lechavero kana chavero. If you want to say you pick up an item for your friend, you can acquire it to your friend. That's only when you're lifting it on the consent or the knowledge of your friend. Hi, adata dide kamagbale. Over here, the cheresh is lifting it for himself. So the pikeach is not acquiring it. But for others, he's going to be able to acquire it out. So, meaning like the cheresh is talking about. The cheresh, Is he able to acquire it out to others? Is that meaning? Sorry, go back one line. Hi, adata dide kamagbale. The cheresh is lifting it up and he's acquiring it for himself. Iu lo kane la'charine makne. The pikeach is not acquiring it, but for others is able to acquire it. How does that work? He's able to acquire it over for the cheresh, even though he's not acquiring it for himself. Ela ema. Rather, we're going to say mitoch shelo kana pikeach lo kana cheresh. Just like the pikeach didn't acquire, so too the deaf mute didn't acquire. Why is this any different than two deaf mutes that we say they both acquire? So hatam takinale rabanan deloate lensuye. Over there, when it's two deaf mutes, the chachamim made an institution that they should acquire, so they don't come into any argument. But hacha meimar amar over here pikeach lo kane anakne. The cheresh is going to say the pikeach guy, the regular guy, is not acquiring. I'm able to acquire. How is that? Therefore, it wouldn't work. Amar le ravacha bereder ravada. The Ravashi, they say Ravashi. Where does Rami Bar Chama learn this? That someone who picks up an object, lost item for his friend acquires it, for his friend acquires it. So, in name Amiresha, if you say from the beginning of the Mishnah, Shnayim Ochasin Betali, two people are holding a garment, Hatam, Hai Kamar Kula Sheli, Va'anag Bita Kula. One of them says, all mine, and I got it. Hai Kamar Kula Sheli, Va'anag Bita Kula. The other one says, it's all mine, and I got it. So, how can you say that? So Ela Meha is from the following. Tikatane, Zeomer Kula Shadi, Zeomer Kula Shadi. Each one says it's all mine. Hatu Lamali. Why isn't you say that twice? So Ela Mishna Yetera, Mishma Minah, Mabia Mitsiala Khavero, Kanaf Khavero. From the double Lashon, from the double language, you understand that someone who picks up a lost item for his friend, he can acquire it off to his friend. So the Gemara says, "How kimna reisha b'metziyav esef emekach omemkar." We said the reisha, the beginning part of the Mishnah, was talking about a lost item that was found, and the last, part, the latter part of the Mishnah was talking about mekach omemkar, buying and selling. So ela misefa, we learn from the seifa of the Mishnah. Ze omer kula sheli, ze omer chetzia sheli. This guy says it's all mine, and this guy says it's half mine. So hatu lamali, why do you need to say that extra? Ela Mishnah yetera shma minah magbia b'metziyal chavero kana chavero. Rather, it's coming to teach us that. From the extra lashon, extra language over there, if somebody picks up an item, finding for his friend, he can acquire it over to the friend. How do we know it's talking about a finding? Maybe it's a purchase. If you want to say it was a purchase, what is it coming to teach us? So itzirich, we need it. I would have thought, hi, the kamar chetzia sheli. The reason why the guy is saying it's half mine, should be like he is returning a lost item and he should be exempt from swearing. That's why he's teaching us the guy is playing games. Why? He's very smart. He says, if I say it's all mine, I need to swear. Why don't I just say it's half mine? That it's like I'm returning a lost item and I'll be exempt from swearing. So Ela, we learn meha from the following. Hayushnaim rochmin agave behema, two people riding an animal. Hatu lamali, why do we need this also? Ela, mimishna yetera, shma mina hagmabia, mitzial chavero, kana chavero. From this extra lashon, you can understand that someone who picks up a finding for his friend, he can acquire it to the friend. The Gemara says, vidilma hakamash malan de rochev nami kane. Maybe it's just coming to teach us that a rider also acquires. So, ela mi seifa, we go to the latter part of the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, when they agree, and they have witnesses, or they have witnesses, they split it without any swear. Bimai, what are we talking about? If you're talking about a purchase, why would you need a swear? If two people bought something, you need a swear to tell them to split it? They know to split it. They both bought it. Ela, it must be lav metziah, it must be a finding. It must be that if you pick up an item with in mind for it to acquire to your friend, you can acquire it over to your friend. Since he acquired it for himself, since he was zochet to himself, he is zochet also for his friend. Then we said in the Mishnah, Yushnaim Rochmin, two people riding an animal. Amar Yosef, Amarli Rav Yehuda. He said, Rav Yehuda said, sorry, Michila. He said, Shemat Mina, flipping the Amun, Shemat Mine de Mor Shemuel Tarte. We learn from Mor Shemuel two things. Rachuv Umanhig, a rider, and one walking the animal. Chad Kane, Vichad Lo Kane. One of them acquires, one of them does not. V'lo Yadan Heminayu, I don't know which one. Meaning you find an animal, one of them is riding it, one of them is walking it. We don't know who acquires. So what's the case? Maybe you have one guy who's riding an animal and one guy that's leading an animal. Does anyone in Shas say that someone who's riding, who's walking an animal, he's holding the leash, he's walking the animal, that he's not acquiring that finding that he found? So if there is someone to say that he's not acquiring, that's the rider. So Ela must be Rachuv Bimkom Manhig Baile. The question is the following. You have a rider on the animal, and at the same time you have another person who's walking the animal. Who acquires the animal? There's someone sitting on the animal and there's someone walking the animal. So who's the owner? So my Rachuv Adif Da Tafisba, is the rider better because he's actually holding onto the animal?
Of course.
Or Odilman Manhig Adif Da Azza Mechamate, or the one walking the animal is better because he's without him the animal wouldn't be moving. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Li Rav Yehuda, he says the name Rav Yehuda, Nechazei Anan, let's see the following. Ditnan is a Mishnah and Masachet Kilayim. Amanhig Sofeg Ta'arbaim. somebody is walking, leading two animals, working them together, shor chamor, let's say, an ox and a donkey, is mixed breedings, ven kilayim. You're not allowed to do that. So what is the Mishnah saying? He gets arba'im makot. He gets 40 lashes. Arba'im pachot echad, right? 39. He gets 39 lashes. Va'yoshev v'karon sofeged arba'im. And somebody who is sitting on that wagon that's also being rided by these two animals, that mixed breeding animals, that's also, he would get 39 lashes. Rabbi Meir poter et yoshev v'karon. But Rabbi Meir says, the one sitting in the wagon, he does not get the lashes. Since Shemuel flipped the opinions and said, he says, no, the Chachamim say the one sitting in the wagon is exempt. You can learn, you can learn that one riding an animal alone does not acquire, and how much more so, one riding it while there's also someone walking it, he does not acquire as well. That's the conclusion. So Amar Le Abaye, the Rav Yosef, he says to Rav Yosef, Hazimnin Sagin Amardlan Nechaze Ana. Many times you tell us, let's see. Velo Amardlan Mishmeid Rav Yehuda. You don't say in the name of Rav Yehuda. How come all of a sudden over here you're saying in the name of Rav Yehuda? So Amar Le Ibra says, indeed, you're right. Udechirina Namid Amrile. He says, I remember that, you know, he said to him, Hechi Pashid Mor Rachuv Miyoshev. How can master learn one riding an animal from the one sitting in the wagon? Yoshev lo tafis mosera. The one sitting is not holding onto the leash. That's the thing, the animal. It's attached to the animal's neck. Rachuv tafis mosera. Whereas the one riding is holding onto that on the neck. The Amar Li said to me, Rav Ushmuel Damri Tarva. Rav and Shmuel both say mosera lo kane. This mosera, which Agaud Vetzionim says, is talking about the ritual, the rope that's around the animal's neck. That does not acquire the animal. That's not a level of acquiring the animal. Some say Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef. He says to Rav Yosef, "Hechi Pashid Mor Rachuv Miyoshev." How does the master learn one riding the animal from one sitting in the wagon? Hayoshev Lo Tafis Mosera Rachuv Tafis Mosera. The one who's riding the animal is holding. The one who's sitting in the wagon is not holding on to the rope around his neck, the animal's neck. But the one riding it is holding on to the animal, the rope around his neck. So Amar Le Hachitana Idi. This is what Idi taught. Mosera Lo Kane. That rope does not acquire. Itmar Nami, we also learned, Amar Bichelbo, Amar Avuna, Mosera, Mechavero Kana, Vemetziau Nichseager Lo Kane. This rope around the neck, if you're holding it, you can acquire it from a friend, but you don't acquire it if you found an item, or if you're trying to acquire it from the properties of a ger, of a convert, you don't acquire. Why? Mai Lashon Mosera, what does Mosera mean? What does it sound like, Mosera? Amarava idi asberali idi, explain to me, ka adam hamoser davar lechaverot, like a person who is giving something to his friend. So pishlama mechavero kane dekamasar lechavre, you can acquire it from your friend if you're holding on to that mosera, that the part on the neck. But elav metziav nichse ager man kamasar ledelikne, but a finding, if you found an animal or you got it from the properties of a convert, how is that considered acquiring? If the meaning of the word is someone giving it to you, and no one's giving it to you in those cases, right? The friend, he's giving it to you, so that's acquiring if you grab that. But the other ones, nobody's giving it to you, so therefore that would not be acquiring. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We had an interesting halakha regarding the kilayim, the case of kilayim. Somebody is riding, he is working with two animals, two different animals, like an ox and a donkey. We said that he gets arba'im lashes, he gets arba'im pachod echad, 39 lashes. That really the halakha. And the Rambam says the following: agala shayu moshchin ota kilayim. If they were moshchin ota, a mixed breeding, wagon. There were two animals, mixed breeded animals, right? Yoshev ba'agala loke. The one who's sitting on the wagon is also gets lashes. Even though he's not the walker, shivato gorem in the beimash and b'shocha agala. Chenim ayah yoshev echad ba'agala v'echad manig shnei lokin. Even if one is sitting on the wagon, one is walking the animals, because it's you're not allowed to do that. Therefore, they both get lashes. Va'afilu me'ashen higu kilayim ke'echad. 100 people who were walking animals, mixed breeding animals that were not one type of animal, kulan lokin, they would all get lashes. And this is how the Rambam is posek lahalakha. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1-minute recap.